You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So, a National Party representative is calling for the return of corporal punishment in schools after a gang of teenagers wreaked havoc over the weekend in the small far north town of Kaikohe. The gang, which consisted of children as young as 11, robbed a liquor store and vandalised a petrol station. In response, the community are calling for a larger police presence in the area. But the chair of the National Party's Kaikohe branch, Alan Price, says the underlying reasons for such youth disobedience is down to a lack of physical discipline, even going as far to say it's a form of child abuse not to raise children with discipline. I spoke with Julia Ione, a clinical psychologist who specialises in the area of youth justice, child behaviour and youth mental health upon the subject, to really find out if there is any scientific backing to the calls for a return to physical discipline in the school system. Firstly, I asked if corporate punishment has any effect in curbing bad behaviour in children.
There's a reason why it was taken out probably like 30-odd years ago, and that was because we realised through a lot of evidence and through a lot of research that it doesn't actually work. What it does do is that it increases the risk of aggressive behaviour, it increases the risk of antisocial behaviour, and as most of us would know, or some of us would know, antisocial behaviour leads to a number of adverse outcomes for a lot of our young people that include, you know, youth offending, that includes mental health, substance abuse and all of those sorts of things. But the short answer to that is no. I know that out there, you know, it worked for me. There's that common argument, it worked for me and I turned out all right. I mean, it was around when I was in high school as well, when I was in primary school. And the reality is, yeah, it might have turned out okay for you, but to be able to generalise that, I think it's not okay. And the reality is that what corporal punishment actually does is it creates this facade that actually that you're using aggressive behaviour to get your point across. And that's kind of, and it's reinforcing the message to our young people, if I'm violent or if I become aggressive, then I'm going to get my point across, I'm going to get my needs met. You know, so we've got to be mindful of that as well. I think the key to all of this, you know, with schools is that it's what's the key to getting these young people engaging in their education, you know, and that's not just solely for education. It's a wider issue. It's a community issue where a lot of our different organisations, government, non-government organisations, as well as communities, iwi organisations, Pacific organisations, all need to come together.
You mentioned a few of the negative side effects that have come across from administering this type of punishment. Would you be able to explain a bit further how corporal punishment kind of reinforces bad behaviours rather than actually curbing it?
Well, if you think about what corporal punishment is, what's it actually doing? You're using force, you know, to actually inflict pain, and the reason why you're doing that is because you're wanting to correct the inappropriate behaviour. You know, and some will see that as, yep, that's appropriate because that's a form of discipline, or actually it's a negative form of discipline because you're only doing what you're told because you want to avoid that situation or that unpleasant situation of getting hurt or that force that's being inflicted on you. You know, and that's my issue that I have with corporal punishment, is that we're trying to teach our young people that violence is not the answer, and yet we're actually, by you know, using things such as the strap or the cane that used to be around in my day, you know, we're actually sending a mixed message that that's okay to do. And it's actually not. You know, so we're wanting to talk about discipline. Discipline is about guiding a young person, you know, their moral values, their development, as well as their physical development, so that when they get older, they're able to make good decisions and be able to understand why they're making those decisions. It's about teaching them boundaries so that they're aware of the values, of their values, their actions, and the impact that it will have on others.
When corporal punishment was a widespread form of punishment, did we actually see any reduction in youth delinquency whatsoever?
I think what we have to be mindful of is that youth offending right now has decreased, you know, and that's something to be mindful of. And we can look at past years, there's been an increase in youth offending, and currently at the moment we see a decrease. I think what we need to be looking at for these young people is what's actually driving their behaviour, what's driving these children or these young people to do the things that they're actually doing. So rather than looking at the behaviour on its own, it's to be able to look at what are the underlying factors to that behaviour.
Generally, what underlying factors do we find which causes this type of behaviour?
It's a number of issues. I mean, when I'm working clinically with these children and young people that are either working with, that are either involved in the youth court system or at risk of becoming involved in the youth court system, you know, it could be family factors, it can be issues within the family that can be related to exposure to family violence or experiencing violence. It can be things such as parental criminality or parental substance abuse. It could be issues of mental health. It could be issues in terms of their education, some cognitive difficulties, or some learning competency issues. You know, it's not just a one size fits all, and there's no silver bullet, you know, to be able to respond to these issues. That's why it's complex and it's challenging. Working together as a community, and that is drawing on all the resources that we have to come up with a solution that's not going to be short term but long term. For these young people, I get the reason that what you're wanting them to do is to stop offending, and also you're wanting them to have positive life outcomes as they become adults and as they become parents.
What you're suggesting is that the antisocial behaviour which we're actually seeing in Kaikohe doesn't actually stem from a lack of discipline, but rather from multiple factors surrounding it?
Yeah, and it could be that as well, but I would say it's not the only thing. You know, and I think we have to be really mindful of too. We have to be careful not to make that assumption that because these children or these young people are doing what they're doing, then it's because, you know, that they've got that corporal punishment will work for them, because it won't. If you think about it, if you're a child or a young person that's been exposed to violence, that's experienced violence, whether it be at the home or whether it be at any other environment, corporal punishment at school is not going to work, because it's something that unfortunately, you know, they're either used to or they've been exposed to. And I see that in my line of work when I'm working with these children or young people. It's like violence will breed violence. And if they've come from those homes, you know, whatever you do to them is not going to be, or if they've come from that environment or that community, whatever you do to them is not going to match up to what they've experienced. And so, therefore, it's about changing our approach, changing awareness of what they would expect, because they would expect people to, you know, provide them with punishing consequences. That would be the norm, their expectation. But it's about teaching them in a nurtured environment, teaching them, praising them when they've done good behaviours, praising them when they've, you know, made the decision not to go down the not-so-good pathway, and being able to put in boundaries around them. And that does take time. It's not something that will happen overnight.
It's fucked.
Yeah, it is.
The Wire.
That was Julia Ione, a clinical psychologist, responding to calls for a return to physical discipline in the school system.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.